Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hi, Zach. This is Brandon with Smart Home Security. How are you?
I'm good, Brandon. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Doing well. What can I do for you?
Well, you called me, so I was calling you back.
Oh, I'm sorry. I do. I make a ton of phone calls during the day.
No, you're fine.
I was just following up on a couple offers that we'd met out to your business mid-July for equipment financing, working capital loans. I just wanted to circle back to see if you had received those and kind of put a voice to the offers and you know, see if there are any needs there.
Yeah, we've been looking for working capital, but the problem is we had a lull in our business, and you know the problem in the you know financing and loaning world is you can only borrow money if you can prove that you don't need it. So
right, pretty much.
So
fortunately,
that's kind of the situation that we've been in. So we've kind of just put the nose to the grindstone and been trying to generate, you know, money ourselves so that we can fund the business. So what I found interesting about your offer, and the only reason that I actually responded to it in the first place, was because you had acknowledged the UCC and mm-hmm. that we're actually generating business based on the UCC filing. So
Right. And that, you know, that's part of the criteria. That's why we reached out to you.
Right.
You know, is it a seasonal business that you're in, or is just you just kind of guys hit a lull for a little bit there? And
so we do door-to-door security.
Okay.
And we ran into an issue where the sales reps that we had were not producing at the level that we needed them to produce.
Right.
So we've kind of restructured and figured out a better business plan that's going to work, I think, more closely to the goals that we're trying to get.
Okay.
So we did a lot of pruning, and we've trimmed ourselves down to 6 sales reps. So we're business is working back up, but we hit a little bit of a hard point financially. So,
sure. Is there any need now, or are you just kind of putting the feelers out there to see what potentially may be available?
We Wes and I don't have very good credit, so that's part of the problem that we run into anytime we're looking at like working capital or anything like that. So,
okay, where would you say you guys are at? Are you know, like mid 600s, low 600s, thereabouts, or?
Low 600. I think I may have fallen into the upper fives.
Okay.
Just with you know the issues that you've had. So,
you know what? That's we deal with credit tiers A through D. I've helped folks that have a sub 500 credit, you know, bring on an additional 40 grand for their business. They had a roof fire. I help them replace the roof. So the credit is really a non-issue. More so we look at the cash flow for the business. Just want to see that there's, you know, money coming in and out, because our working capital program is based on the sales from the year previous. We can make 10 to 15% that available for you. Did you have a good year last year as far as sales are concerned?
We've been selling for almost a year. We've mm-hmm. been incorporated since February of last year, but we didn't actually start, you know, we abandoned our post at our other jobs and went with this full force. So we had a decent half year this year and a little bit of last year that we worked. We've not had, I mean, we're doing probably between 10 and 15 grand a month.
Okay.
So
that's definitely within our ballpark of criteria.
Yeah.
So
it's not terrible.
No. And let me ask you this. How would, because we look at bank statements, obviously, how would the last 4 months
yep.
of your bank statements look? I mean, is there any NSFs or anything like that, or is it all, you know, positive?
We've had a couple negative days. As with any business, we operate out of necessity. So we've had a couple negative days, if I'm being completely honest. So
okay, yeah, and I appreciate that. That does not disqualify you. Like, how would you say the last month look? Was it, you know, fairly solid?
Yeah, I mean, it's again with the lull, there hasn't been a ton of income that's come in. But if you're looking at a 4 month range, it doesn't look terrible. So
Yeah, because that was.
I mean, it's just to the point we're just trying to expand, and you know, even you know, 10,000 to 15,000, what we could generate in a month, mm-hmm. is enough cash flow infusion to help us move in a positive direction. And I think that's really all we're kind of looking for is just that extra bump to get ourselves to a more comfortable place so that we can, you know, concentrate on moving the business forward as opposed to just working for the business and making sure that we can pay our own bills.
Right, right. That makes absolute sense. So you are looking to get a little bit of return on that additional cash or just a...
Right.
Okay. You know, it's a pretty simple process with us, and it's a very expedited process as well. You know, we would look at the 4 months of bank statements. I don't think that you guys did a tax return for last year, but if you could produce a profit and loss, like a month to year to date with that, and, okay. You know, those items along with our one-page application, and we get your feedback inside of 24 hours. You know, and if you do like what we have to say, another 48 to 72 hours, we can have those funds wired into your account. So it's a pretty quick process there. You know, if you like, I can shoot you out the information in our application along with my direct dial.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. It's, if you know, worst case scenario, the only thing we've wasted is time, right?
Yeah. Exactly. But at the same time, you've gained a little peace of mind as well. You know, so it wouldn't be a total
exactly.
loss.
Right.
What would be the best email address to shoot you out this info?
The Brandon_Dixon, last name Dickson,
okay,
@smarthomesecure.net.
smarthomesecure.net. Yep. Perfect. Take me about 10 minutes to put together that email for you, and I'll have that out to you. Again, I think you have my direct dial, so any questions whatsoever, you can reach out to me. I'm here to help you, and then you know, we'll just go from there.
Okay, perfect. Sounds great.
Yeah, and I appreciate you reaching back out to me, and you know, hopefully we can do something for you.
Yeah, I hope so. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good, Brandon. Thanks.
All right. Thanks a lot. Bye. Bye-bye.